Women all over the state are earning scrapes and bruises from roller derby. For many athletes, it's a team-building experience. Women who skate with the two Rapid City teams say the sport is empowering. SDPB's China Lockett has more.
Roller skates at a smooth gym floor as a group of women glides in circles. This is the Black Hills Wildfire Roller Derby team. Charlotte Walling is known on the track as Joan of Snark. In roller derby, two teams skate in a circle around a track. Opponents use their bodies to block each other, even if it means slamming into the pavement.
Every chunk of the game is divided into what's called jams. The very beginning of a jam, you have two jammers, and they're lined up behind a line that's over here called the jam line. Those are the people that score the points.
There are two main positions in the game, jammers and blockers.
The jammer's job is to try to lap the blockers, and they earn points for lapping the blockers. The blocker's job is to stop her from scoring.
Three blockers grab each other's arms and form a triangle. The jammer skates past the group.
And there she goes, so that's her initial pass. Now she can start scoring points. Any pair of hits she passes on the black team will be a point.
The jammer tries to pass the blockers again, but instead slams into them and falls to the floor. The team laughs and cheers every time someone falls. But they say the game isn't all that dangerous.
This is a very rule-heavy sport.
Very rule-heavy.
Yeah. There's a lot of technique. There's a lot of, like, strategy.
Penalties, like, pack definition. There's like hundreds and hundreds of rules, really.
It's athletic, but it is also strategic. You can be as athletic as you want if you don't have the strategy you want. Yeah. It's like playing chess while somebody throws bricks at you.
Pretty much, yeah.
The players agree that roller derby builds confidence. As one skater jokes, there's nothing better than hitting your friends.
Get rid of the aggression, but still being friends at the end of the day.
I call it ladies Angerman.
Yeah, it's empowering too.
It
makes you feel strong.
There are roller derby teams all over the state. Vicky Urban's track name is Pinky B. Witch. She skates with Rapid City's Rushmore Rollers team. Urban helped introduce the game to the Black Hills in 2008 after watching a match in Sioux Falls. She says roller derby caught on fast because there weren't a lot of sports for women.
Well, here's a sport where we can compete. Here's a sport where we can be more than who we are. And back then, you could have a persona. So you didn't have to be you out there. Like, if you were a lawyer, you could go out there and be Brutal Obama, you know, and be somebody completely different, which actually is where you started watching women evolve.
She says the sport even changed the way women saw themselves.
So if somebody was really shy and got into roller derby, you watch them become confident and not afraid anymore because here I am. You don't like it? Oh, well, because I know plenty of other people who will.
Urban says women of all ages and backgrounds compete.
All of us girls who are involved in it right now needed a niche for just to do something bigger than what we are. And roller derby really was it.
And for many women, it's still an escape and a great way to stay in shape. Both of the Rapid City teams compete across South Dakota and surrounding states. They have events scheduled throughout the summer. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm China Lockett in Rapid City. Charlotte Walling? Charlotte Walling? Charlotte Walling? Charlotte Walling?